Let me tell them.
Sure.
Joey's going to be a celebrity guest on a game show.
Nice. Oh.
Really? Which one?
Fish. Seaweed. A sunken ship.
Things you find in the ocean. You're going to be a pyramid!
That was our favorite game show ever.
Well, except for Match Game.
Or a win, lose, or draw.
Oh, yes.
What did I marry into?
Well, do you guys want to come down tomorrow and watch me tape the show?
Oh, we can't. We were throwing Phoebe a bachelorette party.
Yeah, sorry, boys. This ride's closing.
Oh, and Chandler and I have this stupid college alumni thing. Oh, I can't believe you get to meet Donny Osmond.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ross and I always wanted to be Donny and Marie.
You guys just keep getting cooler and cooler.
Yeah, we used to perform for our family and friends.
Oh, God, that's right. I blocked that out.
I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I'm leaving you.
To see all these people again. Oh my God, look, there's Jeffrey Klarik.
Who?
He was roommates with John Rossoff. He went out with Andrea Tamburino. She dumped him for Michael Skloff?
Did I go to this school?
Hey, there's Missy Goldberg. You gotta remember her.
Sure, nice.
Dude, you're married to my sister.
You're right, by saying nice, I'm virtually licking her.
Hey, I hear she's single again. You think I should ask her out?
Are you asking permission to break the pact?
Yes, please. Hey, check out the flyers for the band. I made them on a Macintosh in the computer room.
Awesome, the name really stands out.
Thanks to a little something called Helvetica Bold 24 Point.
Man, we're gonna rock that Asian student union.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Missy.
Hey, Missy.
You know, our band is playing on Friday.
Yeah, you should come check us out. We're called Way No Way.
No Way.
Way.
Great. I'll be there.
Fresh.
Boss.
Mint.
She's gone.
I know it. You know, I'm totally gonna ask her out.
Dude, I was gonna ask her out.
I said it first, bro.
Well, I thought it first, Holmes.
Look, if you think...
Wait. What are we doing? What we have is too important to mess it up over some girl. I mean, we can get laid anytime we want.
Totally. I had sex in high school.
Me too. I'm good at it.
All right, I say we make a pact. Neither of us will go out with Missy Goldberg.
You got it.
All right, so that's Missy Goldberg, Phoebe Cates, and Molly Ringwald, who neither of us can go out with.
Those are the pacts.
Oh, and Sheena Easton. But we probably couldn't get her anyway.
Maybe not you.
Well, I officially give you permission to break the pact.
Thank you. All right, here I go. Hey, remember how scary it used to be going up to girls in college?
Your hands are shaking.
I know, and I can't stop sweating.
5, 4, 3, applause!
Welcome, it is
this soap opera week here on Pyramid, let's meet our contestants. First, Gene Lester is a database specialist. He's going to be playing with Days of Our Lives star Joey Tribbiani.
I know it can be intimidating for regular people to be around celebrities, but relax, I'm just like you. Only better looking and richer.
You should be playing with star of General Hospital, Leslie Charlson. Welcome, everybody. Good luck to all of you. Let's play Pyramid. All right? Now, we flipped a coin before the show. Gene, you won the toss, so you're going to start. Which category would you like?
I'll take You Cross the Line.
You Cross the Line. Joey, describe for Gene these things that have lines. Give me 20 seconds on the clock, please. Ready? Go.
Okay, it's a store like a supermarket. Oh, I see what I did there. Okay. I'm writing in my...
diary.
No, more like a notebook.
Damn it.
Okay. If I'm building a house, the plan isn't called a schmooprint.
Get to that either?
Oh, in high school, I once had sex with a girl right in the middle of the...
cafeteria.
Yeah, but that's not what they're looking for.
Much for this. Oh, you like it? Oh my God, it's all so elegant. When's the dirty stuff starting? What? You know, the strippers and the guys dancing and, you know, peepees flying about. Oh, Phoebs, there isn't going to be any flying about. And we actually thought we were a little too mature for stuff like that. Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. That's fine. This is all there is. Just tea. Okay. Mmm. Raunchy. Seriously, Phoebs, it's not going to be that kind of a party. Really? So this is my big send-off in the married life? Rachel, this is the only bachelorette party I'm ever going to have. I've got a big wad of ones in my purse. It's just tea? No! Phoebe, of course there's more.
Okay.
I mean, just go talk to Monica and get an ETA on the peepees.
We've got a problem.
Oh my God. Did someone find my Band-Aid in their scone? Ew! That wasn't an apricot? What's the problem?
Oh, God. Phoebe wants a stripper.
Wait a minute, I thought we said we're too grown up for that.
Yeah, well, it's what she wants.
Hey, why is the page that has strippers on it dog-eared?
Chandler was in Tulsa. I was bored. Please don't tell him.
Now, Gene, I must remind you, you need all six of these to stay in the game, all right? Describe for Joey things you find in your refrigerator.
They might as well just give us the points.
Give it 20 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go.
You put this in your coffee.
A spoon.
Your hands.
Your face.
It's white.
Paper.
Snow.
A ghost.
It's heavier than milk.
A rock. A dog.
The earth. Heads. You put this on a sandwich.
Salami. Anchovies. Jam.
It's white.
Paper. Snow.
A ghost. It's made from eggs.
Chickens.
Pass.
Oh.
You put this on a hamburger.
Ketchup.
Yes.
Relish.
Stop.
Oh. Oh, time's up. Well, Joey, you were almost on a roll there. Gene, you're going to have a chance to go to the winner's circle in the second half, but right now, Henrietta, you are going to the winner's circle to try your luck for $10,000 right after this. Don't go away. And we're out!
Hey, how about that ketchup thing, huh?
Yeah, impressive.
Oh, so we didn't win. But it's fun to play the game, right?
Hey, I got a kid starting college. I have to get surgery on my knee. You just lost me $10,000.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. Okay, I promise. We'll do better next time.
Well, I will, because I won't be playing with you.
You know, some of those are pretty hard. Like, why would there be a ghost in my fridge? Yeah.
So, Saturday night?
I'd love to.
Great.
So how come it took you so long to ask me out?
Oh, well, this is gonna sound kind of silly, but do you remember my roommate, Chandler Bing?
Sure, he was in your band.
It's been 16 years, but the air quotes still hurt.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, well, he and I both really liked you a lot, but we didn't want anything to jeopardize our friendship, so we kind of made a pact that neither of us could ask you out.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Well, Chandler and I used to make out. A lot.
You did?
Yeah, we'd go to the science lab after hours.
And on my turf?
Hey, where is this guy? It's been over an hour.
Well, he's coming from Jersey. He said he would get here as fast as he could. Oh, by the way, Phoebe's friend Marge found an earring in her cucumber sandwich.
Well, it's not mine. Wow, I am not on my game today. Who is it?
It's the police.
The police!
That's right, it's Officer Goodbody.
What's the matter, officer? Has someone been bad?
Woo, that's a lot of stairs. Oh, boy. You should warn people there's no elevator. Oh, I should not have had that Mexican food for lunch.
Oh. Are you going to be okay, Officer?
Goodbody.
If you say so.
So, where's the young lady who I am supposed to take downtown? You, my dear, are under arrest.
Cardiac arrest?
All right, somebody show me where to plug in my box, and we'll get this party started. Wow! All right.
Rachel?
Yeah?
Are you kidding?
All right, look, we did not know that you wanted a stripper, so we went to the phone book and we got the first name we could find.
How old's your phone book?
Oh, my God, this man is going to get naked in my apartment.
God, no, I don't want to see him take his clothes off.
Are you talking about me?
Oh, no. I mean, obviously we want to see you take your clothes off. Big piece of eye candy.
Okay, ladies, can I have your attention, please?
Oh, yeah.
Did someone call for the long arm of the law? I should warn you, I have a concealed weapon. I hope you're familiar with this state's penal code. Okay, enough teasing. Now for some pleasing. She cringed.
This is how I look when I'm turned on.
You were talking about me before. Look, I don't need this. I'm out of here. Where's my hat? Look, I've been in this business for a long time.
Shocking.
Now, if you just pay me my $300, I'll be on my way.
$300? Are you kidding?
No, that's okay. Let me just get my checkbook.
No, you're not going to pay him. He didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything? I took a bus all the way from Hoboken. I climbed, I don't know, like a billion stairs. It's not like I could take them two at a time.
I don't care. We're not paying you $300 for this.
Well, look, it's not my fault if you're too uptight to appreciate the male form in all its glory.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm uptight. Yeah, that's why I don't want to watch a middle-aged guy dance around in what I can only assume is a child's Halloween costume.
I may have borrowed this from my nephew, but let me assure you, what's underneath is all man.
I'm sorry, did you say all man or old man?
Oh, you're mean.
Look, officer, sir.
Damn it. Big surprise. The hunk of beef has feelings.